WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. And it's a little bit of a warmer day. It's, what, 52 degrees. That felt nice coming out of the house this morning. Saying, oh, I could have worn a lighter jacket. But also, you know, you never know. The weather can turn. But looks like we got a slight chance of rain on the way coming up, but hopefully that holds off. Well, we've got a lot that we can talk about here this morning at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Thanks to everybody that came out last night to the Dipper Cafe. Had a good group there. It was a spooky good time. And very, you know, it was kind of funny because at first, you know, you're in a bar. You're presenting a ghost stories in a bar, and you think, yeah, somebody's going to sit there and heckle you, and you just got to kind of deal with it. And at first, you know, people were a little bit loud and having their conversations, but then everybody started to get into it. and people are coming up and telling me ghost stories afterwards. So it was a lot of fun. And what I like about it, too, is it's a much more relaxed atmosphere. I can have a beer while I'm doing my presentation. And I think people actually feel more relaxed in that setting, you know, especially if it's like the place that you go and hang out and have pizza and a beer. Like it, you feel more relaxed in bringing up some of your own questions or experiences after the fact. So, yeah, it was a great time. Pizza and the paranormal. We'll probably do it again. And I did have the spooky South Coast pizza with the uncut ghost pepper sauce. And while it was definitely spicy, it wasn't crazy. It wasn't like melt your face off. And what I was doing is I was taking the pizza and dipping it in the sauce just a little bit. You know, not too much. Kind of like the equivalent of how much hot mustard you would put on something you were dipping from a Chinese restaurant, you know? Just a little dip. So, yeah, if you like spice, give it a try with the uncut pepper sauce. So anyway, as I said, there's a lot that we could discuss today. Mayor Mitchell should be in with Chris later on today at 11. They can talk more about what this state pier shutdown means. The mayor has been working. I know he was on this as soon as the announcement came out, working to help try to find other places within the Port of New Bedford for these businesses to operate. And he can give us an update on that. Plus, we are now less than a week away from the municipal election. I didn't get to hear everything because I had a dentist appointment yesterday. But I enjoyed what I heard from Rick Porter with Chris yesterday. And in my kind of experience with some of these challengers, I mean, obviously the councilors, I've gotten to know them over the years, the incumbents. Less so with the school committee members, but, you know, I'm aware of who they are. But I've really gotten to know a lot of these challengers when they've come in to record commercials because I've been the one that's been recording them and I get a chance to talk to them for a few minutes and get an idea of what they're all about. And I think it says a lot that he's the only candidate that Mayor Mitchell has endorsed. Whether you like Mayor Mitchell or not, he doesn't endorse people very frequently, especially in municipal elections. So I think, too, there's going to be a lot more questions that come up for people over the next 6 days. Less than that, right? Yeah, well, whatever. However many days it is. There's going to be a lot more things that people, you know, want to know. And I would suggest, like, go to the New Bedford Light chats and see what the candidates said there with Jack Spillane. Go to their Facebook pages and see what kind of stuff they're putting up there for what their, you know, ideas are and what their agenda is. There's lots of ways to get that information to help you kind of make your decision. I think some people, of course, have already decided how they're going to vote. I think some people have decided already, or maybe even, you know, they've already cast their vote. But I think a lot of people are, you know, they know where they stand at this point, less than a week out. But others do not. And that's why we will continue having those discussions here on the air. Chris is going to keep bringing in some candidates, including, I think, right up to Monday. So you get a chance to hear everybody, at least everybody that responded or everybody that wanted to come on. And it is interesting how, you know, some candidates, like you see, the Light has been putting out this series of stories where they focus on certain topics and how the candidates feel about it. And you see, like, this candidate decided not to partake, this decided not to partake. It's like, why would you give that up? Why would you give up the chance that somebody would read that and vote for you in an election that could be decided by, you know, single-digit votes? So why would you be so opposed to just answering some questions? Even if you're like, well, nobody that reads New Bedford Light's going to vote for me. I'm not saying that any of the candidates say that, but if that's the way you felt, who cares? All it costs you is a few minutes of time. It can't hurt you unless you have, you know, absolutely crazy positions. So I don't get, you know, I heard Chris saying the same thing yesterday. I heard Barry saying the same thing yesterday, too, about, you know, candidates on the larger level. Why don't they take advantage of these media opportunities? Because then when you get closer to the election, you know, they start reaching out to you and be like, can we get on? Can we get on? I mean, we're notorious for it. It's state level races where, you know, they're trying to get somebody on the day before the election. It's like, well, where were you for the last 6 months? Where were you when we were emailing you to see if you could come on? You know, that's not really fair to the audience to say, here, 24 hours before somebody casts their vote, we want to introduce them to you and, you know, have you state your case to them. Now, granted, they should have done their own research by that point, but still. And I think there's a tendency in some cases for candidates to look at who they think our audience is and say, well, that's not the people that would vote for me anyway. But you'd be wrong. I mean, the demographics of our audience are not what you think that it is. It's not who calls into the station. You know, the people that actually make the effort to pick up the phone and engage in the conversation and put themselves out there, you know, that's a different kind of person than the average listener. The average listener just listens. You know, you might think by listening to the station, well, it's just a bunch of, you know, pro-Trump people that listen to that station. No, no, because when I go out to something like 50s night, I've got people coming up to me saying, you know, I don't call in, but I want to thank you for saying the things that you say about Donald Trump and for, you know, like, there's just as many of those folks as I've heard on the other side. So the audience is diverse. And, you know, candidates, it's not too late. If you do want to come on the air with Chris, you can try to arrange time with him if he's got any availability. Certainly we can take some of that overflow on this show if necessary. But also, you know, there's still time. You can buy an ad. You can come in and buy an ad today. We'll have it on the air tomorrow. But take advantage of the opportunities you get, the free opportunities you get when a reporter reaches out and says, hey, do you want to comment for this? Do you want to give us your position on this? that's how you build that name recognition. And the problem is you get people who want to run and they run and then they don't win. And then you don't hear from them again until it's time to run again. Like, no, you've got to stay engaged. Look at a guy like Scott Pemberton. I mean, he's always involved in different things. His name is always out there. That keeps him getting that name recognition. Now, he also has a famous name, but he's not the famous person. Although, Scott, you know, you're famous to the WBSM audience for keeping 50s Night alive. But the idea of, you know, staying visible is important. I'm sure that's, you know, second most to what he's actually doing and the reasons why he's actually doing the things that he does. He's not doing it just for name recognition, but it certainly helps. It's certainly beneficial. You know, so I think you've got a good crop of people here that have run pretty good campaigns for the most part, except for, you know, I would advise them to take advantage of more of these media opportunities. But the people who don't succeed, I think, are set up to stay kind of in the public eye and make another run for it in 2 years. But also, I don't know how it's going to work out. You know, I keep hearing callers call in and say, well, I'm going to call you and make my predictions toward the end of the week. And that's a smart move, because it's anybody's ballgame. And the more you can wait before you make those predictions, I think the closer to accurate you may be. I think there's some incumbents who are feeling pretty good. I think there are some who might be a little bit worried. I think there are some challengers who are feeling pretty good. And we'll know by a week from today. 1 week from this hour, we'll be talking about who is your next city councilors, who are your next school committee members. I mean, you know who's going to be your assessor. We're in the final stretch here. And for people who are tired of hearing about the election, we're in the final stretch here. 508-996-0500. That's what we're here for. We're here to get you informed and excited and encouraged to go out and vote. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails, both available on the WBSM app. You can also continue casting your votes in our Halloween pet photo contest, brought to you by Hidden Brook Veterinary Services and Melissa's Pet Depot. We've been getting quite a few votes already, and I wasn't surprised by who's leading. But I'm also looking at it and being like, how do you pick? So I'm glad it's all of you picking and not us. I'm glad it's being done by vote and not just us picking, because we would have a tough time. So you can check that out at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. All right, I'm going to take our first break of the morning. We will be back in a few moments.
Hey, everything okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Honey. Hey, I'm here for you. Tell me about school today.
When kids can't find the right words, music can help them sound it out. Talk to the kids in your life about their emotional well-being. Find tools and resources at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
ICE trying to keep track of child migrants. Amazon to lay off thousands with more use of AI. And an investigation into Joe Biden's auto-penned pardons.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Federal Reserve is widely expected to cut interest rates later on today. The Fed kicked off its two-day meeting in Washington, D.C. yesterday. The group has indicated it will announce a cut following a string of poor labor market reports, coupled with news that inflation has slowed. Texas's two senators have filed an immigration bill that would ban the release of unaccompanied children to the care of those who are also in the country illegally. It's something that officials have been warning about.
The shortcomings leave children vulnerable to exploitation, trafficking, forced labor, or involvement in criminal activities.
Joseph Kafari with Homeland Security says that under the Biden administration, nearly 500,000 children were released to sponsors. Many of them did not list an address. The bill is named after a Maryland woman who was raped and killed by a 17-year-old from El Salvador. Amazon says it will lay off around 14,000 of its workers this year, coming as the company begins to use AI in a wider capacity. Amazon said more layoffs will be on the horizon, with reports saying around 30,000 jobs could end up being cut. The company said the world is changing quickly, and it must be able to adapt with it. Elsewhere, Paramount also announced about 1,000 layoffs could take effect today, with another 1,000 in the near future. House Republicans are asking for the Justice Department to launch an investigation into the use of an auto pen by the Biden administration. In a report released yesterday, the GOP-led House Oversight Committee said, despite past presidents using auto pens, former President Biden was, quote, cognitively impaired, and his staff took advantage with a laissez-faire approach. Chair James Comer asked the Department of Health's Board of Medicine to investigate Biden's doctor. The report labeled any action as void if there is no evidence that Biden himself took executive action. The report doesn't name a singular incident that the auto pen was used for without Biden's authorization. A dry cleaning chemical may be linked to liver damage. A new study reported in the journal Liver International shows the more exposure to the chemical known as PCE, the more likely someone will show signs of excessive liver scarring. PCE is a dry cleaning chemical and is also present in some arts and crafts material. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is phasing out the use of PCE in dry cleaning. Visitors to federal parks might want to avoid using public restrooms. Many across the U.S. haven't been cleaned since the government shutdown began weeks ago, so the facilities are a little worse for the wear. Some parks, such as Rock Creek in Washington, D.C., have set up porta-johns. Sanitation crews from the National Park Service are among the 9,000-plus of the agency's 14,500 employees furloughed today, day 29 of the government shutdown. The Attorney General of Texas announcing a new lawsuit against the drug makers of acetaminophen. Republican AG Ken Paxton says he's suing the manufacturers for deceptively marketing Tylenol to pregnant mothers, which is an accusation that has been made by President Trump recently. Tylenol, one of the only over-the-counter pain meds that is considered safe for pregnant women, but Paxton claims Kenvue as well, as Johnson & Johnson have ignored evidence that acetaminophen could cause autism or ADHD. Various members of the medical community have pushed back against the claims. A longer walk a day is better for your health than a series of short strolls, according to new research. The study from the UK in the Annals of International Medicine shows walking at least 15 minutes without stopping is ideal. The study revealed people who walked in longer stretches had a lower risk of heart problems than those who walked in shorter bursts. National Health Service recommends 150 minutes of moderate activity a week, ideally spread out evenly within the week. A health expert at the Cleveland Clinic is emphasizing the negative health impact of too much phone scrolling. Dr. Adam Borland, a psychologist, says what's known as doom scrolling can fuel stress, anxiety, and even disrupt sleep.
So it's important to check in with yourself, right? As you begin scrolling, am I noticing, oh, I'm, you know, all of a sudden I've got a headache or muscle tension or, you know, I'm just not feeling well.
He says to avoid this, set screen time limits. He suggests starting with realistic goals and using alarm to signal when your screen time is done. He says once the alarm goes off, do something more positive for mental health, like going for a walk or doing a hobby.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
It was the Bruins over the Islanders last night, 5-2. The Bees host the Sabres tomorrow at 7. Celtics host the Cavaliers at the Garden tonight, 7 p.m. And Game 5, Dodgers and Blue Jays World Series happens tonight at 8.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast.
Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Mostly cloudy today. Some occasional mist or some sprinkles. Highs in the middle 50s. Cloudy tonight. Some late night fog. Lows in the upper 40s. Steady rain and wind developing by late afternoon on Thursday and Thursday evening. Very heavy rain on Thursday night with a high near 60. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemail on the WBSM app. That was Aretha Franklin and George Michael. I still remember the first time I heard that song was on the school bus. I had a little Walkman. And I was listening to the radio on my way to school. Remember when you were younger and they told you you couldn't bring a Walkman to school? Is that anybody else? I actually, my first like week in Wareham, someone stole a Walkman from me on the bus, and I went to the office to complain about it, and the answer that I got was, nothing we can do about it. You weren't supposed to have it in school anyway. Like, it was on the bus. I didn't take it out at school. I kept it in my bag, and then when I was on the bus, I wanted to listen to it. Doesn't matter. You're not supposed to have it. So they just let it go. I was very upset. I was not a big fan of the vice principal that we had back in those days. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Yeah, kids, I don't think they understand. Like, those things were like gold. You got a new Walkman. And by the way, I'm using that term for any portable cassette player. It's kind of like Kleenexes, you know, any tissue, that kind of thing. But those weren't cheap. And in fact, neither were the headphones that went into them, which were always getting broken or wrecked. It's like, we've got to buy you another set of headphones. You know how much those are? Those are $5. Anyway, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So we were talking yesterday about some of the groups, individuals, organizations that are trying to put together food sources for people in the imminent crisis, really no better word for it, that we might face beginning November 1st if the SNAP benefits aren't paid out, and that people will be struggling to get their hands on food. And so there's a number of people who are kind of trying to do something. Again, there's organizations that handle this, but they're going to be overwhelmed. You know, many of them already are. A lot of them are going to be trying to do more with the same amount or actually less because they're dependent on government money to be able to go out and get the food that they supply to folks. And one thing that has kind of popped up again as a grassroots effort is this Buy Nothing Community Food Share Group on Facebook. So that's the name of the, you know, these Buy Nothing groups are popular because it's people who just want to, you know, they have stuff that they're giving away. And if you're part of one of those groups where people are just giving stuff away, then you know how many people join them, tons of people. And then, like, say somebody has a couch they want to give away. They put it up there, and within 10 seconds, there's 50 comments. Interested, interested, I can pick up now. Interested, I can pick up now. So you know that that's a good network, a good way to connect with people. And so some folks created this group as a way to do the same thing with food. And any kind of food, really. Pantry items, groceries, homemade meals. So if you've got food that you want to share, you can put it up there. And if you're in need of food, you can request it. And as with anything, you look at something like this and you say, well, yeah, but people are going to take advantage of that. Of course, people will. There's going to be people who go, you know, take a meal from somebody that's offering it when they could afford to go buy food themselves, and they're just being lazy and say, that looks like a good lasagna. I'll take that. So the yes, of course that's going to happen, but not so frequently that it should dampen these efforts. And again, this is, you know, grassroots, people to people. This is just the neighbors helping neighbors mentality that we need more of. So I'm going to see if I can get the folks behind this to come on the show and talk about this a little bit more. Because, and if you are one of them, if you're one of the folks, the admins of this group, you know, reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com. Send me an app chat message on the WBSM app, maybe. Hit me up on Facebook, whatever it may be, but we'll get you to come on and you can really kind of talk about what the vision is here for this, because we're going to need to see more efforts like this if this is a prolonged shutdown and a prolonged non-payment of benefits. Because again, not everybody who receives this assistance is this caricature that people have created in their minds of the lazy person that doesn't want to work. A lot of these are people who are working who don't make enough to get the food that they need, that they're paying their rent as opposed to going grocery shopping. And I know this because I've been one of those people before. When I was a kid growing up, we had times when we struggled. And my dad always had a job. He always had two jobs, really. My mom always had a job. They always worked. Yeah, they had five kids, but they worked. They worked hard. They still work hard. They're in their late 60s now, working jobs that I hope I won't have to work when I'm in my late 60s. You know, manual physical labor. So they're hardworking people, and if they needed help, they needed help. They weren't corner cutters. They weren't looking for a free ride. And they've, you know, been able to get to a better place in life because they were helped out when they needed it most. And that's why I believe so much in many of these programs. And I don't think that the few who abuse it should cause us to punish the many who need it. And I think you're going to see more groups like this. Again, it's called Buy Nothing Community Food Share, South Coast Mass. You can find that on Facebook and request to join. Because if I know the people of this audience and how they turn out for things like our Hunger Heroes food drive every year and Mini Miracle and Holiday Wish and all of the things that we do, I know a lot of you are going to join that group, not because you are in need of food. And if you are, please do join. But because you're going to want to do something to help somebody else who is struggling. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
Give up looking for my baby. He didn't know, and I was so bad. I don't think he's coming back.
And welcome back in. And if you are thinking about going solar, the people to reach out to and talk to are Isaacson Solar, because they're going to give you the simple, straightforward truth. They're not going to give you a sales pitch. They're not going to try to push solar panels on you. They're going to talk with you about whether or not your home and your lifestyle is a good fit for solar. And if it is, they'll give you a free, no obligation quote. And if it's not, that's okay. They're happy they were able to come out and answer your questions. All you have to do to set it up is go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com, and talk to them about some of the different solutions they can do. Not every solar install has to be panels on your roof. Some people don't want that. Some people say, I don't want to do anything that changes the look of my maybe historic home. Or, although if you take a look at their Facebook page and you see some of the work that they've done, you can see how easily integrated these solar panels are into the appearance of your home and the aesthetic of your home. A lot of times you wouldn't even realize they're there. So they can also place them in your yard. They can also place them on your garage, or maybe they can build you a solar pavilion or a carport with solar panels on it. There's a lot of different ways, a lot of different options, but you won't know about them unless you talk to them. So again, go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, and set up an appointment. So I was looking at Facebook last night as I was kind of getting ready to drift off to sleep. So I got home probably about 9:30, unpacked stuff from the car, not everything, and then went into the house and said, okay, well, maybe I'll watch a little TV, sit with the cat, because he's, I haven't spending time with him for a couple days, and then, then I'll go to bed. I was like, no, if I do that, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to fall asleep in the chair, going to wake up, it's going to be 2 a.m., my neck's going to hurt. So what happened every other night this week, not doing it. So I go to lie down to go to bed, and I open up Facebook, and I'm scrolling, and I'm seeing a lot of people, because it is Halloween season, sharing old photographs of some of their best Halloween costumes. And I don't know if this is like some trend people are getting on, but I don't have any photographs of any of my Halloween costumes from years past. There might be one in a photo album in storage somewhere of when I did a werewolf costume, like in the early 2000s. And it's funny because I told someone yesterday, in 1998, I had dressed up as Stone Cold Steve Austin because I had nothing for a Halloween costume and I needed something quick. So I was like, all right, I just threw on a Stone Cold t-shirt. I already had a vest. I already had jean shorts and boots. And then I already had a goatee. I just shaved my head. And I'm just going to go in there and shave my head. I probably could have gone and bought a bald cap, but I just shaved my head. And so she was like, well, are there any photos? And I was like, not of the costume, but For like the next 5 years, my column photo at the Standard Times was me with a shaved head. So photos do exist of that time period. But no, not of the costume. But I don't know. I did recently buy an Austin 316 t-shirt from WWE Shop. I do have a leather vest somewhere. I do have boots. I could probably get jorts. Should I do it again? No. No, I'm not going to shave my head again. All right, we got to take a break here. We will be right back. All right, we're going to be going into the news. When we come back on the other side.